A magnitude 8.0 earthquake has struck off the Solomon Islands, causing a tsunami which has destroyed villages and possibly lives. The epicentre of the quake was nearly 350 kilometres off the coast of Kirakira, and seismic experts say it was nearly 29 kilometres deep. A tsunami warning issued for Australia has been cancelled, and the Pacific tsunami has stressed there is no threat to Australia. But for the Solomon Islands, the situation is still being assessed. Catherine Zenger spoke to reporter Lenny De La Vera from the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation to find out more.
The three provinces that are on the path of the tsunami are Timor Province, Malaita Province and Makira. Now, the province that receiving report that are receiving more damages than the others is the Timor Province, and particularly Santa Cruz Island in that province.
Do you know what kind of damage? We're hearing reports about some villages being affected, possibly even wiped out. Do we know the extent of the damage in that particular province?
Currently, the exact damage is still sketchy, as the National Disaster Management Office is still gathering information and data from the communities and the islands that are affected. But the initial reports, and may I repeat, unconfirmed, that we've received so far is that the eastern end of the Lata Airport is the Timor Province airport, it has been damaged, and assessment is currently being done to ensure if the National Disaster Management Office can actually fly down there and do ground assessment. There's also reports of damage to Luava village. About 16 houses from that village have been either damaged or destroyed. Still in Santa Cruz, Nela village, the report that we've received from the National Disaster Management Office is that the whole of the village has been either damaged or destroyed. And from that village, there's also one injured person. In neighbor village, there are homes also that's been destroyed, and there's one child that's still missing. And for Venga village, the National Disaster Management Office has reported unconfirmed one dead person. So there are still sketchy reports for Malaita province and Makira province, as the National Disaster Management Office is in the process of gathering data and information.
Lenny, you talked about a whole village being destroyed there. Do you know whether people had enough warning of the tsunami to be able to evacuate from the village? Do we know that information?
I don't think there's enough time given to the communities that are affected so as for them to quickly move away from the communities, the places, the villages that have been affected by the tsunami and the waves.
The next steps, I guess, are, as you say, getting information from those affected villages and finding out the extent of the damage and who's been affected by that.
Correct. And according to the National Disaster Management Office, they are probably sending down a team to Timor Province at the most tomorrow or something.